With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, March 4th, and we are here trying to help you make better financial decisions. We are not into making the best. It is really our job, mine and Mark's, to help guide you, maybe even coach you or give you a nudge if you need to, but a gentle nudge, nothing too overt. We are not finger waggers. We want to help you get to a different place and feel more secure in the financial decisions you're making. If you would like to get in touch with us, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you'd be willing to join us on the air live. While you're on the website, you can check out all of the free content that lives there, like our free weekly newsletter, comes out every Friday, like our blog, like the links to all of our different shows, because we've got a radio show, we've got another podcast, and we have our awesome YouTube show, Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. So check that out. Today, we are on the line with Jason from Connecticut. Jason, how are you today?
Pretty good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Just have a question. Kind of, we like to plan out our future, and we have a retirement strategy. And our question was basically with what we have currently and what we think we're going to save over the next couple of years. At age 48, could we quit our full-time jobs and go down to part-time jobs and just make enough money to live and let our savings build up?
Okay, wait a second. I'm already like, how old are you?
43.
You're 43 and you have a we. So who's the we?
My wife.
And how old is she?
43 as well.
What's wrong with you? You're 43 years old. Why do you want to work part-time? You don't like what you do? What's going on?
Just more flexibility. We really love to travel. So just if we could pick up and, you know, live here for a year, live there for a year, or just, you know, just flexibility.
It sounds like you don't have kids if that's what you're looking 100%, at.
100%.
Is that right? Yes. No pets that we have to worry about?
Two dogs.
Uh-oh. Who's taking care of the dogs while you're flitting around the world?
We'll take them with us. Yeah, but...
So right now you're both working?
Yes.
How much do you guys earn?
Collectively, just about $300,000.
Okay. And that's a good amount? Like, you feel comfortable with that amount of income? You're saving a bunch?
Oh, we're saving a ton. Yes.
Okay, great. So tell us about the savings that you guys have done.
We have a couple different accounts. Do you just want the totals?
Well, let's start with this. So let me just start with this. You got $300,000. Are you both maxing out your retirement plan contributions?
Okay. So she actually has two full-time jobs. I have one full-time job. So
Wait a minute. You're making her work two full-time jobs so that you can travel in 5 years?
I don't make her do anything. She's all right. Yes, this is all her. As a trade-off, I do the cooking, the shopping, the errands. I do all the other stuff.
You got the honey-do stuff. Yes. You got the honey-do list. Okay. So she's got two full-time jobs. You have one full-time job. Slacker. And so do each of those full-time jobs have retirement plans?
Yes.
And is she maxing both of them?
She splits it so that she gets between the, you know, the two combined, she maxes out and then she ensures that she gets the match from both of those companies.
God, that's unbelievable. So she must be saving a ton of money. So for you guys in retirement plans, tell us what you have so far.
Okay. So we have in a Vanguard account, which is a brokerage account, we have 525. One of her jobs, she has 98,000. Her other job, she has 443,000. We have a Robinhood account, which is kind of just for playing around. That's about 10.5. My work, my current job, my 401k is 20 grand. I have an old 401k at 162.
Yes.
I have an inherited IRA at 86,000. And we have an HSA at 48,000.
So a couple of questions. In her retirement accounts, the 98 and the 443, are those pre-tax or are they Roth?
She's doing Roth now at one of them. So that balance, the Roth balance currently is 94,000.
And for you, your old 401k, the 162, is that pre-tax?
Yes.
Okay. And the inherited IRA, what's the schedule here? When did you inherit that?
4 years ago. She was already taking distribution. So I do take a yearly distribution on that now.
And how much is that distribution? Do you happen to about?
Like $1,600 a year.
What about the amount of money that you have, like in a checking or savings, sort of safe money account?
55,000.
Okay. And do you guys own a home or do you rent?
Own.
What's the house worth?
Today's market, about 300,000.
Do you have a mortgage?
Yes. We have about 12 years remaining on a 2.75.
We're going to look back at these rates. No one will ever believe you had this. And what is the outstanding mortgage balance?
155.
How much money do you guess that you guys actually spend?
With our traveling, we go on a couple trips a year. So everything combined, mortgages, we're thinking it's right around 100,000.
Will either of you guys be entitled to a pension?
Yes, she will be.
Tell me about that.
Okay. So if she works until 48 was a number for a reason. If she does 48, that's 20 years. So she'll receive a pension of $2,000 a month.
You will not, you'll not be entitled to a pension.
No, but there's a caveat to that pension with her. If she works till 58 there, it goes up to $45,000 a year. It also lets her have us or medical benefits at cost. And then there's also a social security bridge
offset. Yeah. But you guys don't want to do that. So I shouldn't plan on that.
No, we just didn't know if we were insane to pass that up.
I don't know. 10 years is a long time. If you told me 2 years, you know what I mean? Like that's a very different outlook. So let's say that you, in 5 years, are able to actually do this. And you say you're willing to work part-time, but what would that part-time income really look like? Do you think? Because I mean, if you're going to travel and do stuff, you know what I mean? Like you can't like say, oh, it's consistent, because if you're going to say, I'm going to live in somewhere fabulous like Italy, then how, you know, are you going to really be able to work?
Right. Yeah. Mine would be like more like definitely part-time, like, you know, just a, I don't know, working at Home Depot or something silly like that. But like
yes.
Hers, she has different degrees and certifications. She could teach. She could do. She's a hand therapist, so she could do that. She could be like a traveling therapist. Oh, she has a lot more options for that.
You need $8,500 a month, right? And you have two grand of the $8,500. Do you think that? I mean, is it insane for us to imagine that you and she combined could, you know, bring in 80 grand over the course of the year or not?
I don't think it's insane. I mean, it's hopeful. She could also.
It's ambitious.
Yes,
let's say.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So it's ambitious. Let me ask you something. So you have a bunch of money that's in this Vanguard brokerage account, this $500,000. Would you be willing to spend some of that down in order to make this work for a bunch of years?
Yes. That's why we probably put about $1,000 a week in there currently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think you could probably make this work. how long could I count on, you know, could you be working for 10 or 12 years, this part-time travel fun thing? Is that about what you're thinking?
I wasn't hoping that long, but I think
it would be great.
Yeah. Obviously it would help. Yeah. For 10 years. Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're willing to crank and save a bunch of money for the next 5 years, I think this can probably work. I think there are some downside risk. The biggest downside risk that I see is that you're spending of $100,000 a year with your, you know, in today's dollars, obviously, that starts going much higher because the travel stuff is more fun and it's more expensive. And then instead of $100,000 a year, you're really like, well, actually it's like 120 or 130. That will put pressure on you guys, but you don't have any obligations. So it's pretty easy to think that if right now, you know, you've got more than $1 million saved, that you can bleed some of that away. You'll have this pension. You're willing to work part-time, then it probably can work. But I think that there's real downside risk if you let that spending number balloon up. I think that you can essentially, because it's, you know, it's funny, the email that was first written, I think it ended with your wife basically saying, does this seem like a terrible decision? It doesn't seem like a terrible decision to me, but I think that like it freaks me out as a human being, not as a financial person looking at the situation, but it freaks me out because I think you're so young. And so I would also offer this potential idea that would it be possible for you guys to maybe how you could make it for 10 more years is to have her stop working two full-time jobs, which might be burning her out. And then maybe you would be, you know, you could, if she went to one full-time job and you had your full-time job and that you maybe you could work part-time doing something else. But like there is a 10-year strategy where you could essentially say, we're not going to blow everything up. We're going to scale back and continue to live like a really nice, full, rich life. And you don't have to have three jobs for two people. You could have one and a half jobs, which would get her to her age 58. But again, it's a long time. That to me, like a 15-year time horizon when you're talking about blowing out of 48 seems really far-fetched, I guess. So I think if you wanted to go to 58, that is the smarter decision. It is financially a better decision, especially with those medical benefits, because I don't know how you guys are going to get your health care between now and then. That could be an expensive endeavor. I'm too wimpy to do anything like this. This is a little bit of the fire movement feel to it for me. But I think objectively, as long as you also would be able to say, hey, you know what? This isn't working for us. We're going to go back to work. She has real skills. She can always get a job. You, the bust out, you just have to just keep cooking. I mean, it's doable. It's just dangerous. That's what I would say.
Is there like a safe number you think we could like reach? And then if we get to number X, we would be good?
Well, here's what I would say about that. Why don't you like presume you're going to do 48, but keep testing the numbers as you move along? Because maybe, I don't know, you had one inherited IRA. I don't know if you have any other parents that are still alive where you might actually have some sort of windfall. If things go better than expected, then maybe you'll feel a little more comfortable. You know, if by the time in 5 years that you had, you know, your million, your 1.1 was 1.6 and you saved so much money and life is so good, then you're going to feel better about doing it. Conversely, if we're in like a 2-year recession in a huge bear market, you're not going to want to do this. I can promise you that. Because, you know, there will be a moment within the next 5 years where you have a 25% reduction in your investment accounts and you're going to feel like, ugh, I don't want to do this now. So I think you keep testing it and be open to it. But I think it's possible. I just don't think it's like the slam dunk that you probably feel like you want.
I'm surprised you even gave us any glimmer of hope. I'm actually surprised.
I mean, really, I mean, I'm usually a dream crusher. You know why? Because you don't have kids. You don't have kids. Your cost of housing is really low. And she has a real job that is, you know, when you're in healthcare, especially, I think that there's always a need for that type of work. That's the kind of profession and career where you can go back in very easily. And we've seen people do this, people who come on the program and they're nurses, they're doctors, they scale back, they were working tons of overtime. And it reminds me of this couple in my book where she was a nurse anesthetist. She was killing herself, working. He was a physical therapist. They were burnt out. They were really burnt out, and the pandemic did a number on them. So eventually what they ended up doing was they sold their house. They had a slew of equity. They paid off a bunch of debt, and they just worked less and now are quite happy. So I think that there are a lot of strategies to maybe help you live a more balanced life so that you don't feel like I only have 5 years left and, you know, I'll be 48 years old. But, you know, that's also up to you. I don't want to make that decision for you. So I feel like there's a possibility that this could go south, but as long as you recognize that and you keep testing these assumptions, that you might find yourself lucky at 48 and you maybe do it for 2 years and not in 12 years. You know, so I think that there are a lot of ways to do the things that you say you would like to do. Anyway, enjoy your next fabulous adventure and keep in touch with us and let's see how you do, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
It is our pleasure. Hey, are you looking to ditch out early? Are you seeking a change in your work-life balance, more life than work? We would love to help you. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you want to join us on the air live because we like to have you. By the way, Jason's wife is the one who was supposed to come on the show and she outsourced the whole call to him. So I love that. Already, I like the woman who has two jobs who's like, can you do this for me? Great. So check out everything, all of our content. It lives at jillonmoney.com, including our exciting Jill on Money Live subscription service, $35. You have access to quarterly live webinars and special bonus video content, all for $35. It's a very low paywall. Okie dokie, lift someone up, change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.